Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and...
Hi, I'm Tech.
And this is an episode of Dog Days of Podcasting, Dinner and a Movie. And also hello to those Dog Days listeners. I'm a little thrown off because I have a guest. Yay!
Hello.
So Tech is here with me because we finally watched the original Ocean's 11.
It's only 60 years old.
Yeah. The 1960, 70 years old?
60.
Because it's 2020. So it's 1960.
60 plus 60 is 120.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can do math. So we finally watched the original Ocean's 11 with the Rat Pack. And what do we think?
It's a very different movie than the trilogy that we know with Brad Pitt and George Clooney, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It's very different.
Wow, there's parts of this that didn't age well and others that did. You know what it is? This is
like Dean Martin talking about abolishing the 14th and the 20th Amendment and making women slaves without the right to vote.
Yeah, Dino, sorry, buddy. That I think was the worst part of the movie, that one line.
There were a couple of lines where you're like, ooh, but then there were a couple of lines where I'm like, I can't believe they said that in 1960.
But there's no... There was no creepy racism. There was, some sexist attitudes and that horrible, horrible, horrible line from Dean Martin about making women as slaves. And nobody bats an eye. Everybody just kind of moves on with it.
Not even Sammy.
Nope.
Sitting right there. He laughs at it. Nope. Although there were a couple of lines from Sammy that were pretty fun.
But it was it's a classic heist movie. If you know nothing of the franchise... the Ocean's 11 series that we know is about a bunch of crooks who try to knock over a bunch of casinos in Vegas. This movie is about a bunch of World War II veterans who decide to knock over a bunch of casinos in Vegas. And they really hype up that ex-airborne part. And it's very different than the new movies. But I think it was done well. It was a good heist movie. I really enjoyed it. Their plan was certainly a lot more logical, a lot easier to follow, and a lot more believable than the plan used in the George Clooney Brad Pitt version.
I thought it was interesting. They're using luminol, which is now a common thing, but I'm pretty sure at the time, as they behaved, they're like, this stuff doesn't work. What is this? This is craziness. But
an entire heist based on the concept of UV paint.
Yeah, I love it. There were obviously, no computers, no crazy security the way that we have it today. So they had less to get around. But it was a great idea. The new movies, Danny can never lose, no matter what. Danny can't lose. Danny gets the girl. He gets the money. Everybody that we care about gets good resolutions. That is not the case in this original movie.
Well, I think that, I don't know. I think there's a reason for that. I don't think that they could have U.S. Army veterans in 1960 in a blockbuster movie starring Frank Sinatra doing a bad thing like knocking over casinos without them somehow getting their comeuppance. I think... the idea of portraying U.S. Army veterans as casino thieves and having them go off with their millions would be totally against Hollywood of the 60s. And especially, we have to know, well, robbers are bad. And you can't have Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and the rest of the Rat Pack as bad guys.
Yeah. So no, that's fair. That's fair.
Them getting their comeuppance in the end in that way, no spoil. I think it was well done. Mm. Another thing that I noticed in this movie that you don't see anymore is I think you have to take a drink every time somebody smokes a cigarette.
Yes. I feel like the ending is very old man in the sea. You know, they're trying. They're so clever. They have all of these schemes and the resolution. Again, we don't want to spoil it, but it's so poetic. It's so poetic.
It felt like a Steinbeck novel.
And he doesn't get, I'm going to spoil this, he doesn't get the girl, you know? There's...
Well, at least there's that. Because guess what? They're kind of crappy to the girls in this movie.
Yeah, well, especially Frank.
Yeah, Frankie boy, yeah, had it coming.
He is not good to his girlfriend. And I like his ex-wife.
Mm.
His ex-wife is cool. She is very cool. And you can see why they cast Julia Roberts after seeing that character.
Oh, in the role of Tess in the new movies. Yeah, she does. She is
From Beatrice to Tess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They were certainly going for a type. Mm-hmm. I think the idea of casting, you know, Brad Pitt and George Clooney as Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra, I think was inspired casting because you're looking for that type of leading man. And I think mm-hmm. I think they did well.
I think personally, George Clooney is a million times better looking and more charismatic than Frank.
Oh, 1,000%.
I think Brad Pitt is okay, so pretty much equal to Dean Martin.
For different reasons.
Yeah, but Dean Martin, like, I can't imagine anyone not being charmed by this man.
He's your typical leading man. I do enjoy him on the... How many times did he sing Ain't That a Kick in the Head in this movie? Like 4 or 5 times?
It had all your classic Vegas songs. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And you even get...
Your what songs?
Classic Vegas songs?
Vegas songs.
What'd you hear?
I did not. I heard fatigué, and I'm like, which is the French word for tired?
Yeah, no. Listeners, like, what did you hear?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Okay, your feel-good Vegas songs.
Yes, there not you your go. Feel-good sleepy songs.
Fatigué songs,
yes,
no.
Yes. But I loved it. So now I feel that we have become completionists.
But it's
'cause we've seen the trilogy with George Clooney. We saw Ocean's 8.
Yep, and the original Ocean's 11.
And now the original Ocean's 11.
Are we talking about Ocean's 8 in this?
I feel like maybe I might have done Ocean's 8 and then I forgot about it. I don't know.
I peeked over your shoulder the other day when you were working on your spreadsheet and I thought I saw it. But anyway, quick recap of Ocean's 8. Not bad.
It was good, but it's not the same.
Sandra Bullock, you are not Frank Sinatra.
No, nor is she... George Clooney, but I think like the supporting characters are so good that it worked, you know, it really worked. Oh, I did Ocean's 8 in 2018 when we saw it.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Okay. All right. This is why I built a spreadsheet so I could keep track of these things. Now that I've been doing it, this is my 4th year doing dinner in a movie. It's time to get organized.
Sure.
So, I think that Ocean's 8 is fun. I would probably put it at number four among the modern Ocean's movies. So 4 out of 4. It is my least favorite.
5. There's 5 movies.
For the modern ones?
11, 12, 13, 8, and the original.
Yeah, I said modern ones.
Okay.
I'm not comparing Ocean's 11, the first one, in 1960, to any of the modern ones. Because I don't think you can compare them. I mean, you could.
They're very different.
But I think they deserve different scoring. It's like comparing the original series Trek to Discovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But except I like original series Trek more than I like Discovery.
True. Well, sometimes. There are some episodes that I would take Discovery over original Plato Stepchildren.
Hey, you get 30 good ones, okay? 72 episodes, about 30 good ones.
Well.
So saith Fry.
I think Discovery's got a better average right now.
Have nearly enough episodes.
But their best episodes, I don't think, match up against TOS's
best
episodes.
Hey, so back on Ocean's 11.
Yes, Ocean's 11.
So what's for dinner?
So we were talking about this last night, and I looked at Tech, and I said, so what meal do we pair with this? And
well, it's a movie about casinos in Vegas. It has to be the shrimp buffet.
The shrimp buffet.
It has to be.
I'm always going to be in for shrimp, so let's go for it.
The iconic Vegas food, the iconic casino food that for some reason it means you're the high roller now when you can go and find steam trays on ice of yesterday's shrimp.
You know, it's funny. We're 4 days in, and this is the second shrimp meal.
Really?
Yeah, because for Glitch, the Australian series, I chose shrimp on a Barbie. I bet there'll be at least 2 to 3 more shrimp meals. I love shrimp. So this is good for me. I don't.
I hate seafood, but...
But you like cooking it for me. What was the shrimp that you made me with the African spices? That was really good.
That wasn't... what was that called? That was Kenyan. That was really good.
Yeah.
It was Kenyan street food with a heck of a lot of cayenne in it.
Yes, and you cooked it on the barbecue.
Yep.
But that's not at the shrimp buffet because that took a long time. one thing I did want to mention about Ocean's 11 is the hotels are so not what we think of when we think of Vegas. Like, they're not even what we think of when we think of Atlantic City. They're what we think of when we think of I'm in rural Pennsylvania and I need a place to sleep.
It was a hotel in the 1960s.
Yeah.
I mean, the Strip has evolved so much, you know, with the Luxor and all of these other massive hotels taking up the entire skyline. This is how it began. It was a sleepy desert town with lax gambling laws, and they moved in and made a bunch of hotels on one road going through the city, and they made a bunch of money. And 60 years later, it's grown into this worldwide industry where, you know, they're keeping Penn and Teller hostage for the last 10 or so years.
Something like
forcing
that.
Forcing them to play every night. You know, and Celine Dion, The Wraith.
And Britney Spears, right? Yeah. So I think that I was most impressed with Sammy Davis Jr., Cesaro Romero.
Yeah, do you remember that time that the Joker stopped a Vegas bank heist or Vegas casino heist?
Oh,
Cesar Romero.
He was so awesome though. So like just this. So charming, and Sammy was so charming, and Dean was charming. Like you're kind of into it. I see it. I get it.
If you're a fan of classic cinema and you haven't seen this yet, why are you a fan of classic cinema and you haven't seen this yet? Go watch this movie.
Probably because it's not streaming anywhere and you have to pay $5 to rent it off YouTube.
Yep. If you're a fan of the Ocean's movies, and I don't see why you couldn't be, go ahead and watch this one. See where it all came from.
It's fun. It's definitely fun. It's worth giving it a shot. We enjoyed it. And it's always good to watch the original just to have that nice comparison. And I think this one, like I said, it has a poetic ending, so it's definitely worth it. It is worth 5 out of 5 shrimp buffets. And on that note, enjoy the rest of your dog days.
Have a good night.
Nutty Bites is produced by Mimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.